Hi, and welcome to another episode of Unicorns Do Exist. I am your host, Vanessa. Happy Thursday. Today is going to be the best day ever. But oh my God, I'm so proud of myself. Let's start by that. So proud of how far I've come. So proud of how I've been able to hold it together. I hope everyone had a great Mother's Day. I had a great Mother's Day. So God, angels, speak through me. Help me say what I have to say in the most eloquent and kind way I can possibly do it. And today, I kind of want to talk to you like you're my best friend. And I have something to tell you, and I've been holding it in. What's been going on, girl? I've been holding it all together, trying to keep myself sane, try to keep myself from retaliating or being revengeful or anything like that. Yeah, that's not me. That's not going to be me. It's never going to be me. So, there's a lot of things I've been reflecting on, especially the last 3 weeks. And it's hard to stay positive when life throws emotional chaos at you. When your mind, your thoughts, and my words and my actions all match up, I'm good. I'm aligned. I'm grounded. I'm myself. And 90% of the time, I'd be able to accomplish that through meditation, through journaling, through prayer. Prayer, I think I pray differently, but I still pray out loud. I thank God for what I want. I thank God for what I have. I thank God for where my life is going daily. I don't always go to church, but I've been really good about going lately every Sunday. But when emotions get thrown into the mix, when someone tries to shake your peace again and again and again, when someone tries to throw you off on purpose, that's when my alignment gets tested. And like I said, there's not a lot that can throw me off. Not anymore. Not after all these years of work I've done on myself and all of these things that life has already thrown on me, from my childhood being what it was to going through a mental hospital and getting myself out of that. There's not much that can throw me off. But my son is sacred. He's the one area of my life that my heart still doesn't know how to trust to God. So when my son gets involved, my heart gets involved, my logic goes out the window for a couple seconds. And that's when I'm, like I said, I'm learning to trust God on a whole deeper level when it comes to Him, knowing that trusting God means that I don't have to control everything. It means that I don't have to panic of not knowing where He is, how He is every single minute of His life. It means I can breathe because I know God already has it handled. And He's the one thing that I still haven't learned to do that yet. Working on it, because I'm also human. And right now I'm going through something that would shake any mother to its core. Having anyone try to separate a mother from a child is, I think it's unspeakable. I think it definitely drains you. It's a hurt that I've never known before. Then again, I've never been a mother before. And that shit will knock you out of alignment because your emotions, my instincts kick in all at the same time. And it's just like a mama bear versus spiritual bear is very different. So it's like, do you go into kill mode or do you go into breathe, meditate mode, or try to respect and understand or pray for them type of thing? Like it's a tough one. It's a very, very fine line between those two. Alignment to me means that my thoughts, my emotions, my actions all reflect who I truly am. And when I'm in alignment, I have the best energy, the best attitude. I feel great about myself. I feel great about what's going on in the world. Especially when things that I can't control happen. Like when the war in Gaza was going on, I was a recent mom and I was going to postpartum. So that would throw me out of alignment sometimes. But remembering that I can only be my best mother I can be and I can be grateful for that, that helped me realign and find peace and serenity in what I'm doing with these things that are going on. But like I said, these last 3 weeks, that all has been challenged. Emotionally, I've been challenged. Physically, my body's been challenged. But mentally, I think I'm the strongest ever. I am the most calm and serene I've been in a long time. And I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud of my mind for staying clear. I'm very proud of my spirit for staying calm. My values haven't changed. I'm not looking for revenge. I'm not looking for retaliation. I'm not looking for any of that. Because I now know who I am. I now know who I want to become. I now know how I want to show up in the world every single day. Because I know I'm worth it. I know what I'm doing is not just for me, but for my son. And I'm not going to let other people's behavior ever drag me out of character or push me out of alignment like it used to. I'm not reactive anymore. I'm no longer reacting to other people's energy or character. And I'm not saying I'm with the whole let them theory. I'm not part of that. No, I'm not letting them do anything. But I am also not engaging in it. People who say certain things like, I don't light, cheat, or steal. And then they go and light, cheat, and steal. Those are the kind of people that their energy is drained. Their energy is out of whack. Because what they say is not aligned with their actions. What they say is not in alignment with who they truly are. Their actions don't match their words. And that used to be me. I used to say I was happy, but I wasn't. And I felt drained. I was masking all this other stuff, trying to pretend like I was genuinely happy all the time. And all that ever did was drain me more and then make me feel worse about myself for being fake, for thinking I was a fake person. And then the shame comes in. So now I am lying to myself, lying to the people around me, and I'm ashamed of it. So there goes the guilt comes along. And I literally had to practice going back to me and learning what it is that I value, what I cared about, what really matters, and being honest, not just with people around me, but with myself. Like, I'm not always happy. I'm not always happy. I'm not always cheerful. I'm not always very joyful. Real things are thrown my way and I have real challenges, but I have to recalibrate every single day. Like, not for anyone else, but for my well-being and for my son, for my family, the people that I care about, the people that truly matter, the people that are around me daily, it's for them. Recalibrating yourself is a daily practice. It looks different for everyone. The gym recalibrates me. Meditating recalibrates me. Journaling recalibrates me. There's some days that all I can do is probably go for a run. And that, sometimes journaling won't do it or meditating won't do it because there's too much going on, that the gym will do it. The gym is one of the best ways for me to recalibrate my mind, my body, my nervous system. And it's a constant thing. Sometimes breathing will do it. Sometimes all I need is to just slow down and breathe. and let it all out. Other times, I need to get fucking trashed. Other times, I need to sit down, drink a bottle of tequila, and cry it all out. And that's the last resort, okay? That is the last resort. Not only that, I have to plan and make sure we have a babysitter the day before and the day after, because a hangover with the baby is like the worst. It has to be planned, but sometimes it's needed. It's very needed. And that's choosing your response instead of reacting. I'm not going to act based on other people's actions, or it's remembering who I really am. Even when someone else is acting out of fear or ego or just immaturity, straight up. And I've never spoken bad about my child's mother. Simply because I don't think there's a need. you know? And then there's things that they do that I'm just so ashamed of saying that they did them that I don't want to talk about them. It's como vergüenza ajena. Like, I'm ashamed of the things that they do because I chose them. I'm ashamed that they act and talk a certain way because I chose them. I'm literally ashamed to say that, wow, this is who this person turned out to be. That's what I mean. I'm ashamed of it. I feel bad. Not for myself, but for them. I feel bad for my son. Imagine him finding these things out later on in life. Like, that's going to hurt him. That's going to be shameful for him. Divorce has been so hard. When I honestly thought it would never be this hard. I honestly thought it would be simple, amicable, respectful. Because that's who I am. I'm never going to do anything to deliberately hurt you. Doesn't make sense. You're the mother of my child. And at the same time, I'm also afraid. I'm ashamed because of the actions that they're doing have let me down so much. Like, incredibly, so much. That is almost funny. But I feel like at the same time, when people are truly hurt or truly, I guess, angry, it brings out the worst in them. Especially if you don't know how to handle your anger or something you've always had to backtrack from, I would say. But it comes to a point where the let them theory does not, it's not going to work. You can only allow people so much power, so much disrespect before they need to learn their lesson and before they need to know how to respect you, how to treat you, how to behave. Especially if they were never taught how to be respectful as a child, and unfortunately, you need to be their karma, whether it's good or bad. And I do believe that. I think sometimes I used to not let people have their karma because I didn't want them to hurt. Now I'm like, that is your karma. You're going to deal with it, not me. And then everyone wants to say, oh my God, you're so strong. Oh my God, you're so happy. Oh my God, you're so positive. And it's like, that sometimes is not a compliment. You understand that I've had to be this strong? I've had to endure so much. I've had to overcome so much. That is not always a compliment. I had to. If not, I probably wouldn't be here anymore. I'm glad I did it. But I did say in the beginning of the year, I'm like, I wanted this to be my soft girl era. Everything's going great. I'm just full of blessings. Soft life era, like no drama. But I think God had other plans so far. Not complaining, God, just saying I'm ready to be on the soft girl era. As a mother who literally said, or as a person who wanted to become a parent, who literally went out of their way to buy the sperm, look for the sperm donor, everything on their own, and then not want to show up for the baby visits, not want to show up for doctor visits, not want to, you know, come home when your son needs you, do all that, say you're not happy. Okay, you're not happy, so fine, I'll leave. Fine, I'm out of the way. Don't worry about it, I got it. And then somehow you're still not happy, so you try to come back. So then you're not happy when, so then that doesn't go up as planned, and so now you're not happy again. And then now, because all these things didn't really affect me, all these things didn't really matter to me, now you want to come and take the one child that you didn't even want? Now you want to come and take the baby that I took care of for the last 2 years? Simply because you are angry that you lost. Simply because you're so mad. Who knows about what, about your life, that you want to bring others down with you, that you're willing to sacrifice your child's own well-being. I fought for my son's speech therapist. I fought for my son to get extra care. I was the one pushing and questioning, and you were calling me dumb, or they were calling me overprotective. They were calling me so many things, like, oh, you're crazy. There's nothing wrong with him. I didn't say there was anything wrong. I just want him to get more help. If we can get a speech therapist, why not? Doing all these things, that now you're willing to sacrifice his development, his sleep, all of this simply because you're angry that you lost. It's insane. And then go and make up lies and stories. It's insane. It's something I don't understand. And I probably never will. Because that's not who I am. Because it's like I said, it's something I'm still not gonna do. But it's not always easy. It's not. My hair's falling out. I think I lost like 10 pounds. Yay me, I guess. That's a good way to lose weight. That's one heck of a diet, by the way. You know, getting divorced to a narcissistic person. Oh. That is fun. But this is why every morning I say my affirmations. I do my little stretches. I write in my little journal. I tell myself I love myself. I tell myself I'm beautiful. I tell myself I'm glowing so that I can keep going. So like I literally can keep going. And I show up and I will continue to do it. I will continue to speak from my heart. I will continue to speak out of love. Because at the end of the day, I think I'm more ashamed of them than they are of themselves. And I'm more worried about the future of my son and what he will hear, what he won't hear, what will he know, what he won't know. He's a baby right now. And I'm glad that babies' brains are very flexible. And I know that everything's always working out in my favor. And everything's always working out in his favor. This is his journey. And he is a beautiful little angel. And God would never, ever not be there for him. So all I can do right now is develop me, is become stronger, is become aware, it's become a better mother, a stronger mother, the mother my son actually needs. And now I've discovered that it's not a nice one. It's no longer a nice mom. It's a tough one. And if that's what I have to become to protect my baby, then God will give me the strength to do it. But I will always continue to speak with truth. I will always continue to speak out of love. I will always continue to show up as a human and the woman that I want in this world for my son and for myself. Because that's my power. My power is being able to regulate and control me. My power is to stay in alignment. I would always tell my mom growing up, because she'd be like, she would call me like all day, every day. She would hear an ambulance and she would call me. She'd be like, are you okay? And I was like, yes, mom, I'm fine. And like, why do you think the worst thoughts? Like, why do you have to assume that the ambulance is coming for me? And she's like, oh, you don't know what it is to be a mom. And she would hang up on me and then call my sister, right? And she would call all of us every time she did. Even though I lived in LA and she heard an ambulance in Coachella, she would call me to make sure I was okay. Yes, mom, I'm pretty sure the ambulance in Coachella is not going to come for me. However, I'm good. And then she'd be like, ay, mensa. She would hang up on me like, I'm going to call your sister. Le voy a llamar tu hermana. And she would hit me. And so I would always tell my mom, don't you go to church? Don't you trust in God? Like, don't you believe God? No me encomiendas a Diosito todos los días. Como dice, Diosito pide la protegela. Te encomiendo, mija. Right? And so my mom would say, yes, but I'm still a mother. I'm still a mother. And I was like, okay. But you're a mother that is religious. You're a mother that goes to church. So where there's God, there isn't fear. I was trying to help her not to have these thoughts, right? Well, now as a mother, this is what I'm trying to practice. I'm trying to practice when I preach with my son. And it is challenging, but I'm getting there. I feel like I'm really getting there because I've mentally, physically, and emotionally, I truly believe that I'm God's favorite. Therefore, my son is God's favorite. Therefore, he is always protected, no matter who's around him or not. You know, like those stories where the little boy, they're like, oh, the little boy was by himself for 3 days in the world, and they find him, he's perfectly fine. Or not perfectly fine, but like, he's dirty, and he's like, where were you? It was like, oh, you know, someone was taking care of me. His angel was taking care of him. God was taking care of him. That is the delusional belief that I have, that I need, that I want to have. I'm not there yet. I'm working on it. I'm pretty sure. I always tell my dad, hey, dad, go take care of my baby. Hey, papi, cuida Julian. Oh, my dad loved kids. My dad siempre era el padrino de todos. He was everyone's godfather. Everywhere we went, my dad loved kids. He always said, Los niños no tienen la culpa. Los niños no tienen la culpa. No matter what their parents do, the kids, it's not the kids' fault. My dad would always be nice to every kid, no matter who their parent was. And if he gave me money, he gave all of the money. He always gave everybody a dollar, like when the paletero would come. And so lately, I know my dad is an angel, and when that he wasn't one, but his spirit is out there now. And I want to believe he's an angel now. And I tell him, you didn't get to meet your grandson, so you need to go take care of him for me. You need to watch over him. Make sure he's okay. He's just like my dad sometimes. Es corajudo, he sweats a lot, he doesn't like the covers, he likes to be fresh, he loves to dance. My dad loved to dance. And so I that's what I've been practicing. I've been telling my dad to make sure he's around my son, to watch him, protect him. And my dad was a very well protector. You could not look at me the wrong way because my dad would let you know that he saw you look at me the wrong way. That's the energy that I need for him right now. That's what I'm learning to trust and develop. And it might be a little crazy, it might be a little delulu, but we've gotten me this far. I know this episode is a little different. It's very personal. I've tried, maybe I'll share the rest of the story with you guys later on, once everything settles. But I just want you to understand that not every day is perfect. Not every day is fun. And these days that do challenge you, I still see them as a gift. I see it as a gift because I want to continue to unwrap gifts my entire life. But most importantly, I take it as, okay, so I created this. What do I have to learn from it? Vanessa Rees, is the luckiest girl in this world, right? And so I, Vanessa Rees, create my reality. So I created this. Somehow, some way. What do I have to learn to never create this again? What do I have to learn to be in a better place? This is just temporary and this will fade. But I need to learn my lesson. I need to learn how to manifest better. I need to learn how to create a better reality. So this is a gift. This is letting me know that I'm a little wobbly somewhere. Because if not, this wouldn't happen. Or maybe I just gotta be stronger. I just have to be stronger. I have to become more of a mama bear towards everyone. And if that's what I have to do, then I'm willing to do it. And I'm learning to like it, like enjoy it. Be direct, be strong, be a protector. I feel like I always was, but not hiding other people's flaws for them anymore. I'm not hiding other people's insecurities. I'm no longer hiding other people's flaws for them. That's not me. And I feel like as a Hispanic woman, growing up with an alcoholic, we want to hide their flaws instead of holding them accountable. I'm no longer doing that. That is no longer my job. That is nobody's job. No woman should have to stay quiet and silent out of shame of the other person's actions. That is not who we are anymore. My mom worked so hard to leave that marriage for me to try to repeat these patterns. I deserve better. My son deserves better. And I will make sure he gets it. No more covering for other people. Our grandmas did it. Our mothers did it. We are not doing that. So let's bring it back to a nice little state. I'm like, so I don't want to say angry. I'm not angry. This just matters so much to me that I'm just like, using my outside voice. My values don't change just because someone else is acting out of fear. And my son will never pay the price for someone else's immaturity. My son is not here to play anyone else's immaturity games and controlling games simply because they're angry. But overall, remember that your power, my power, comes from staying in alignment with who I am. Not lowering your character or yourself to their level. Remembering to trust God. Remembering that God sees it all. And remember that God wouldn't give you this if you couldn't handle it. Alignment is your power, and no one can take it away from you. Thank you for staying to the end of the episode. I hope you felt as strongly about it as I did. Don't forget to share it with anyone that might need a reminder. Follow the podcast so you can get notified for every new episode. And remember, unicorns do exist. You're listening to one.